Okay, we'll continue on this afternoon. Our next topic is how utilities can intentionally or unintentionally influence land use. I think with the groundwork that has just been laid for us as to the water situation in the state of Texas, I think these next two or three topics will be highly useful. Cody Falk is going to be our moderator, and he's the managing partner of the Austin office of Spencer Fane. He represents investor and municipally owned utility clients. Sky Masson is the city attorney at the city of Georgetown, and she's been on this program before several times. Jeff Kirschbaum is a partner with Terrell and Waldrop in Austin, Texas, and he practices water, environmental, and natural resources law. I'll turn it over to them.
Just testing. Okay, everybody can hear me. So now we're entering into the feel-good portion of the conference where we get to talk about all the natural resources that we don't have and how many people are coming to the state. First and foremost, I wanted to say, Dr. Cruz, I felt attacked in her last presentation because she was talking about between 2010 and 2020, we've only gotten older and fatter, and I said, well, that describes me. So I'm glad we're talking about the feel-good portion. We're happy to be here today. Sky and I both presented here before. I've worked with Sky for a long time, and Jeff, I think it's your first time at this conference. And Jeff and I work together on the investor-owned utility side. So I think we've got a really great group here. I just wanted to start off with really just, we're not going to kill you with PowerPoint slides. This is really meant to be more of a discussion, so if folks have questions, please let us know. But I did want, this is a legal conference, we should talk about rules and statutes first and foremost. For developers in Texas working with water utilities, you need to really look at the PUC rules that govern the process and the rules and statutes that regulate water supply, wastewater service, CCNs. We'll talk a little bit about CCNs. Those, for those of you who don't know them, it's not CNNs, it's CCNs, and those are pretty much the monopoly right that utilities get to serve. And then also how costs are recovered through development. So just to kind of break down these really quickly, the three statute guidance that we need to look at is the Water Code and Local Government Code and the Health and Safety Code. Chapter 13 of the Water Code really governs the operations and regulation of water utilities in the state. 13.242 is CCNs. That requires a utility to obtain a CCN in order to serve. 13.246 goes over how those are granted in the process. It is not an easy one. And then 13.254 and 254.1 deal with how a CCN is removed from a utility service area, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as it relates to development. And then Chapter 212 of the Local Government Code is about municipal regulation of subdivisions and property development. I'm sure this won't be the last time it's discussed over the course of the conference. And then the Health and Safety Code is Chapter 341, and that's about minimum drinking water standards and sanitation. And so when we're looking at water, wastewater regulation in the state, it's important to remember that TCEQ regulates the environmental impacts, the water itself, the wastewater discharge into our receiving streams. And then the PUC is really the business regulator, how the utilities and to some degree municipally owned utilities operate from a business perspective. And so on the PUC side, Chapter 24 of the PUC's rules go over the water and sewer utility. I'm not going to touch too much on the electric side, but if folks have questions about that, I'm happy to answer it. So the ones that really are, for purposes of our discussion today, Subchapter F is the customer service and protection rules. Subchapter G is quality of service. Again, CCNs and Subchapter H. And then some folks have questions about this a lot. We see this more and more as developments.